We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mary Kay Cabot with us. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. You know, I thought Sheldon Richardson, I thought the Browns were still interested. Everybody kept telling me they were not still interested. Not. Obviously, they were. You know, you mentioned in your tweet, Mary Kay, that they made him a good offer. Is a good offer like $4 million? And in the end, was he just insulted that they cut him, even though it's part of the business, and that's why he's going to a much worse team in Minnesota?
You know, I would think it would have had to be more than that to land a Sheldon Richardson. I don't think that they would go from, you know, he was due to make like 13.66 in a cap hit. I don't think they would go from that down to a $4 million offer. I actually think that their offer was probably better than some other offers. But yeah. I do think it's the principle of the thing yeah. with Sheldon. I mean, I think that, you know, he probably felt like, you know, coming back at that much of a reduced salary, not all the way down to four, but whatever it was, I think he probably just felt like it's time to move on. It's probably hard, a little bit hard to walk back in, you know, not with your tail between your legs, but, you know, knowing that, you know, it went down the way that it did. I think he was just ready for something new.
All right. Well, all right. If they offered him more than four, that's not unfair. Consider, I mean, he was overpaid at 13, but anyway, do you think they'll still, like, whether it's, I don't know, Jarrell Casey, Kawan Short, Geno Atkins, do you think they'll still, because that's the position where they have the least amount of proven players is defensive tackle. And I don't know what those guys have left in the tank, but if you could get one of those guys for $3, $4 million, do you think they're still interested in bringing in another veteran at the position?
Well, you know, I think the fact that they were willing to re-sign Richardson means that they probably do have some of those guys perhaps on their radar, but they really also have good depth at the position, and it would have been a luxury to bring Sheldon back. I think it actually would have been fantastic if they could have pulled it off, because yeah. if you put Miles, Sheldon, Malik, and or Andrew Billings out there, Jadeveon Clowney, that's one heck of a defensive line. But I really do think that they feel good about the depth that they have, because once again, they do have Andrew, they do have Malik, they've got Tommy Togiai, they signed Marvin Wilson, the undrafted rookie, and they signed Malik McDowell. So, and they've got Jordan Elliott coming back in his second year from last year, their third round pick. So they've got plenty of bodies there. Now it's just a matter of, a lot of them are inexperienced. They don't really have another Sheldon to throw out there. So I'm sure they'll keep their eyes and ears open.
Mary Kay, how many new starters do you expect on defense?
Well, now that Sheldon's not coming back, it's going to probably be 8 or 9. It'll be 9 if, you know, if they move Jacob Phillips into the starting strong side linebacker spot. And, you know, even though he started 3 games last year, he technically, you know, wasn't a full-time starter. So he would count as a new starter to me if he moves into the strong side spot. And then you would have Anthony Walker at the mic, and then Jeremiah Owusu-Koura at the weak side. So those guys would all be new. Everybody on the defensive line but Miles would be new. You could have 9 if Jacob starts for Sione Takitaki, and 8 if Sione Takitaki keeps his starting job at the strong side.
Yeah, and beyond that, Mary Kay, even some, like, you know, guys who come off the bench, whatever, because you're rotating guys in and out at a lot of these positions, are new because, right, because between Tommy Togiai, Malik Jackson, Andrew Billings, Jordan Elliott, like 2 of those 4 guys will start. None of those guys were starters. And you have, who else am I? Greedy Williams, who was hurt, might be in the mix. Although, I don't know. I mean, Greedy Williams, Mac Wilson, Takitaki, 2019 draft picks, not drafted by this group. I don't think any of them are guaranteed spots on this roster. Is that fair?
Well, I think spots on the roster, I mean, I think if Greedy's healthy, he has a spot on the roster. So he's okay. I think Mac Wilson is one that I've been mentioning. He's probably going to have to step up his game, because they did draft some linebackers. They did sign Anthony Walker. And, you know, some of these guys play in his spot. So I think he's one that's really going to have to just show in training camp and mini camp coming up this week that he deserves a spot on the team.
All right, Mary-Kate, mandatory minicamp is here finally. Let's just go back a little bit because, you know, Bull and I have been talking about this for a while with the players not being here for the OTAs with J.C. Treader and all that stuff. Start with that for a minute. Was that a big deal that those guys weren't here? Did you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it at all because when a company or an organization makes something voluntary, it's not up to me to judge if a person decides to be there or not. That's why they're voluntary, and some guys get better work done wherever they are. They go at a pace that they feel more comfortable with. So I don't really have a problem with that, and I understand where JC was trying to come from. In addition to health and safety, I think these guys are saying, let us take back our off-season and be where we want to be, especially in the climate that you have now with guys that aren't vaccinated. Have to be tested every single day for COVID-19. If they test positive, you know, they've got to go back to the quarantining. They've got to do all sorts of things. There are some really major restrictions on guys that are not vaccinated. So I think that's a factor.
So then get vaccinated.
Well, you know, it's right? A personal choice. It's a personal choice. And right now there's an estimate that I don't know if this is true or not because we couldn't get the NFLPA to give us these numbers yet. Yeah. But there could be teams that have, you know, maybe 50% of the guys that are vaccinated and they need to get to, they want them to be at an 85% threshold. And I mean, I will say this though, however, I mean, right now the CDC is investigating, increased incidence of myocarditis amongst young men. And they are holding an emergency meeting about that on Friday. And that is the CDC. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that gives some guys pause.
Well, all right. I do have a problem, not a big problem with them not going to OTAs, Mary Kay, because it's better for the team if they're there. It's not a huge deal, but all the Bengals were there, all the Ravens were there, all the Chiefs were there, maybe not every single player, but most of them were. I think the Players Union really botched the whole thing. They made a big thing about teams not going, but half the Browns were there, and a lot of players were there. I think the Players Union looks weak on this, and I don't buy the health and safety stuff because, you know, I mean, is it any safer to work out on your own? I just don't buy that.
Well, we'll see how it turns out. You know what? I hear what you're saying. I mean, we'll see how it all turns out. We will see how it all turns out. I think that, you know, some of the offensive players, I think, were really trying to support JC in his efforts yep. in what he was trying to do. I think that it was team unity, I think, that had a lot to do with it. That's why, you know, I mean, the Chiefs and some other teams, you know, they didn't feel maybe as obligated as the Browns offensive guys did. To do what they did, but they did get their work in Austin, and we'll see how it all works out in the end. I think they're going to be prepared. I think they'll get their work done. It was a little awkward, but I think they'll be ready to go.
Mary Kay, Odell Beckham Jr. apparently looks better than ever, according to Jarvis Landry. Has Odell been working out with those guys in Austin, Texas, too, or no?
Yes, he actually has been with them okay. in Austin, Texas, which I thought was pretty big. Last year, Jarvis and Odell weren't able to work out in Austin when they went down and did the Camp Baker because they were both coming off of their surgeries. But he is well enough after 6.5 months. It's really astonishing to see what he can do right now to go and work out like that. And then we see what he's doing on some of his social media. So I think that's just a tremendous sign. And I think he probably got some really good chemistry down with Baker in Austin, and they will continue to do so.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, obviously the defense was here, and we talked about all the new faces before. What was the general reaction from the guys about all the additions for the defense?
You know, I think everybody on this team, offense and defense, everybody that we talked to, and even some guys that are from other teams like Travis Kelce and Henry Ruggs and other guys that we talked about the Browns defense, I think everyone can see that this defense has the chance to be something really special this year. And when you think about it, you know, that's what they needed to help them get over the hump, that and the addition of Odell Beckham Jr. So there's every reason to be really excited about this upcoming season. And you could, you know, you could tell. I think Travis Kelce was very genuine when he talked about how good he thinks the Browns can be this year. Mm-hmm. He sees what's going on that defense.
Mary Kay, where is Greedy Williams in the whole grand scheme of things with this new regime?
Well, you know what? They like the fact that he has worked really, really hard to come back. Last year, even before he got hurt, they loved his attitude and how hard he was working at everything. You know, that was the thing that I think people wondered a little bit about him, was how committed was he? What was his work ethic going to be like? And they were very pleasantly surprised with all of those things. So he was already, you know, in good graces with this new regime.
Okay.
And then he's really shown them something in this rehab. He has worked so hard. He's kept a great attitude. He got down a few times last year, as I wrote in one of the stories, in a story that I did with him. He got down about how things were going. But for the most part, he worked his tail off, kept a great attitude. And he's going to go out there, and I think he's really going to give Greg Newsome a run for his money.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's good that they have the depth, though, because those guys are all injury-prone, right? Greedy, Newsome, Denzel, they've all missed a lot of time due to injury in recent years.
Yes, and it's great that they do have the depth. I mean, now, you know, you expect Grant Delpit to come back from the Achilles and be everything that he was, but in the event that he's not, you've got John Johnson, you've got Ronnie Harrison. You expect Greedy to come back and be everything, but now you've got Greg Newsome, you know, you've got Troy Hill. So they have some backup in the event that these guys aren't everything that they hope they're going to be, but they're very optimistic.
All right, Mary Kay, we appreciate the time. Keep up the good work. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.